News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, readers of yesterday's Sunday Independent Life magazine may have come across the controversial yet touching story of Patrick and Elizabeth Larkin. The married octogenarians both took their own lives last March as neither of them felt they could carry on without the other. David Orr is their cousin. He's also the article's author. He joins us now. David, tell us a little bit about Patrick and Elizabeth and the kind of couple they were together.
Sure. Well, yes, as you say, they were my cousins on my mother's side. They lived in Dunleary, and they were a rather unconventional couple in many ways. They were widely travelled. They sailed a lot. They lived for a while on a boat down in the Mediterranean, where I got to know them as friends, I suppose, rather than as relatives. He had a pilot's license. He liked to fly. They were very keen outdoors people. They went skiing every year with friends in Italy. Loved walking in the mountains. Very, very active couple. They didn't have children. Not clear exactly why. Perhaps it was a choice. Well, if it was a choice, it might have been one that was prompted by concerns about on the wife's part, on Elizabeth's part, about a genetic disorder within her family. She'd had a disabled brother growing up, and I think that had marked her greatly, and there is a likelihood that she may have been worried about passing on something to any children. In any case, they were very much devoted to each other and, you know, had a wide circle of friends. And as you say, when they got to a certain age, they were in ill health and really quite unwell. And rather than sort of end up in a care home, which is not what they wanted, they decided to take matters into their own hands and end their lives, which is what they did last year.
I can tell from reading the piece how fond you were of them. Obviously it was a shock. Were you surprised, I suppose, is the question, that they took the course of action that they did?
No, not hugely. I mean, they talked openly during their lives of their intention to end their days as they saw fit. I should point out that my cousin Patrick was a pharmacist, so obviously had the means and the knowledge to end their lives. And that is what they did. They effectively took an overdose.
And people in your wider family, how did they react to it?
Oh, look, of course we were upset because, you know, we love them. But as I say, I don't think any of us were really surprised. It's what they wanted to do, and we respected that choice.
What's the reaction been like since you wrote the piece? Because it is a really, really powerful piece, and it's obviously a highly contentious subject, and maybe we can get to that in a moment. But I'm curious, what kind of a reaction have you had since the piece that was published in yesterday's Sunday Independent?
Shane, I've been absolutely stunned by the response. I don't think, you know, I've been a journalist all my life, really,
and you've reported from many war scenes over the years. You've been in many dangerous situations over the years.
Exactly, Rwanda, Afghanistan, all sorts of places. But I don't think I've ever got a response to an article like this. Hundreds of reactions and comments on social media, and. All, you know, 99% of them very supportive, and you know, just people commenting on how what a loving couple was, what a great love story it was, and you know how inspiring their lives were. And I think most people kind of got it. They understood why they had decided to do what they did and end their lives. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are, you know, some people inevitably are shocked by it, and a lot of people will condemn it. I understand that. But by and large, I think most people were very sort of supportive and saw it for what it was, as just a tremendous love story.
Yeah, it's... I no doubt that that's right. I suppose if I'm being honest, I'm probably somewhere between those two views. I understand why people would see it as a tremendous love story, but there's also a bit of me that sort of says, look, life is precious, and that it's not something that should be forsaken. I'm not suggesting it was forsaken easily, but I'm sure there will be many people with kind of mixed emotions in relation to not just their story, but that the wider subject.
Of course, yeah, I get that. And look, I don't think they were advocates for you. Well, I don't know. During their lives, I just kind of, we skirted around the issue. I never had a direct discussion with either of them on euthanasia. I suspect they were pro, but I don't think they were great campaigners, and I'm certainly not, that wasn't my intention in writing it. I certainly didn't intend to set out and campaign for assisted dying in that piece. That wasn't my intention. It was just to draw attention to their lives and something that they had done. It won't have relevance for everyone. They had the means to do what they did, so not everyone could do take the way out that they did, even if they wanted to, I guess.
Was it difficult? You've mentioned the kind of reportage you've done over the years in really, really awful war situations. Was this as difficult a piece as you've had to write?
It was difficult in the sense that obviously I had to negotiate with family members because I really wanted everyone in the wider family to be on board with what I was doing. I saw it as a tribute to my cousins, but there was some unease, obviously, in some quarters as to whether this was the right thing to do. And you know, in a case like this, obviously, some people feel that there are certain issues that are better left unsaid, and not, you know, it's better to skirt around them rather than to deal with them. But that's not really how I felt. And yeah, I once I had sort of got into it, I felt quite comfortable with doing it, because I think my cousins were very straight up, honest people. And yeah, I didn't personally feel awkward in dealing with it, but obviously bringing on board everyone in the family so that everyone was comfortable with it, that was a bit more of a challenge.
Okay, well, it's an extraordinary piece, and you can read it in the Sunday Independent Life magazine or the online independent.ie. David Orr, thank you indeed for taking the time to talk to us this morning. If you or anyone you know are affected by the topics discussed, you can contact the Samaritans on 116 123 for free, or Pieta House on 1800 247 247.